of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes.
And I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I please. Same thing if you please.
He's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Sometimes I feel when I can't go on, it gets so hard to keep holding on. When you hold me in your arms, things don't look so dark no more. If I stumble in the street, you say it's alright, and I believe, 'cause you're guardian angel, you're my angel. In a place where there ain't no good, I put my trust in you and you alone. In a place where there ain't no good, I found an I found an angel. If I feel lost, she's right by me. I found an angel. I found an angel. There must be some place that we can go. I can't fight it, it's no good no more. You touch my hand and I realize I can hold my head up high. If I stumble in the street, you say it's alright, and I believe, 'cause you're my guardian angel. You're my angel. I found an angel.
I need to talk to you for a second.
Bud, I'm working on a speech right now.
Dad, when you were in school, did a girl ever do something to you, something so rotten that it actually ruined your whole life?
Yes, and you call that girl Mom now.
Well, what if she didn't actually marry me, but still did something real bad? I mean, if you were gonna get revenge, that wouldn't be wrong, would it?
Son, let me tell you something about revenge. Now, this is something that you're going to have to learn before you can truly call yourself a man. Revenge is great. It's phenomenal. It's the only thing that separates us from the animals. It's why I stay with your mother. Now, son, if you have a chance to get back at a girl who has wronged you, do it. Do it now, do it good, do it twice. There'll be many women in your life, son, but the one you got revenge on will always be the sweetest of them all.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, humiliator for me, son.
You got it, Dad.
Husband, father, speaker. How do I do it all?
Jose Jones told me a long history. He got friends like Paco, Pico, Piedra.
You know, we used to outsource this kind of thing. But what we found was the countries we outsourced to had unreliable power grids. Very third world. Sometimes you'd turn on a switch and the power wouldn't come on for hours. And then tempers would get short. Here you can flip a switch and the power stays on all day. Where is she?
Well, I don't have any more time to waste.
You either give me what I need or this switch will stay on until they turn the power off for lack of payment on the bill. Where is my daughter? You sold my daughter. You sold her. Huh? To who? What?
Sinclair.
Is that a person? A place?
Francis Sinclair.
Where can I find him?
Still keep your sense. I don't know. Please! I don't know! I don't know! No! Please!
I believe you. But it's not gonna save you.
I'm out of the neighbor. She rubbed couldn't let it go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Oh, grab a drink if you're rolling all night long. 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 I'm a hug, I'm about a dinner, let it go all day.
Why are you here?
Let me put it very simply, Vince. I'm taller than you. I'm better looking than you. I think I'm stronger than you.
Wow.
And I'm here to challenge you to a match in WrestleMania.
What?
Oh, I get it. It's the Battle of the Billionaire!
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you have an ego, but I had no idea it was that big, all right? I mean, come on. You want to challenge me to a match at WrestleMania?
Absolutely right. 100%. I will kick your ass.
Oh! The Battle of the Billionaire!
Listen, I think you know something that the rest of this audience does not know. In my last match in Hell in a Cell, I suffered a split pelvis and a broken coccyx, and my physician, it's true, what? My physician has suggested to me that I do not compete ever again inside the squared circle, so the answer is no.
A broken coccyx?
Wait a minute. I appreciate your proposal, but I think I have a counter proposal. Since I'm actually unable to physically compete, why don't I find a representative? Why don't I find a hand-picked competitor to represent me? You find someone to represent you, I'll be in my guy's corner, you'll be in his. What do you say? Put her there.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I really don't like it. I'll tell you what. You're a rich guy. I'm a richer guy. Here's what we'll do.
Not about enough of this.
Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. You pick a representative. I'll pick a representative. I'd rather do it one-on-one with you, Vince.
I know where you're going. You're going to raise the stakes on me. I know that. Okay. Donald Trump wants to raise the stakes, all right? That means one thing, cash money, all right? I get that. Hey, whoa.
How much?
All right, I'll admit I can buy and sell each and every one of these individuals in this arena tonight. I admit you have more money than me. Go ahead.
You're right, he is scared. You're right. Let me tell you something, Vince. You deal in cash all the time. I deal in cash all the time. It comes a time where that gets a little boring. I have another idea. You pick a representative. I'll pick a representative. If you lose, I get to shave your head.
No! Shave his head! What?
If I lose, you get to shave my head. Now.
What?
Now. It's not going to happen, though. I damn well better win. But let me just go somewhere. I've heard for a long time that that's not your hair.
There it is. He paid for it.
You've heard for a long time that this is in my hair. You see it? Look. Check it. You've heard it. Today I had a story in a big newspaper saying I was the greatest, Vince. But you know what? They said I wore a hairpiece. I
what?
Don't wear a hairpiece. Someday, maybe. but not now. So, Vince, our deal. You lose, you get your head shaved at WrestleMania. I lose, I get my head shaved at WrestleMania.
Oh, my gosh. Is he kidding? What a stipulation, JR. The stakes couldn't get any higher.
Right. How many of you people want to see a hair match between McMahon and Trump?
Me, I do. Oh, yes.
Well, the answer is no. And I'll tell you why. No, really. I'm not going to be embarrassed by man again. He's got something up his sleeve. I know damn well. No.
Wow. I can't believe Mr. McMahon is backing away from this challenge. I'm a little surprised myself.
You know, Vince, I've known you a long time, and honestly, until now, I always thought you had guts. You don't have guts. I saw 3 weeks ago you put on a match, and the match was Donald Trump against this real dog named Rosie O'Donnell, a real dog. And I was angry at you because the wrestler that portrayed Rosie O'Donnell was too good looking, much better looking than Rosie is in life, all right?
I still think you've got something up your sleeve, Mr. Trump, but you know what? The match is off!
See you in Detroit, man.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood. And your father, be there with her, if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others. But you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Useless dreams that you have, Rick Rude. But I can still show no pity for this Monday night. In a 15-foot steel cage, you wish to acquire all those things that make all your wishes come true. You wish to take this World Wrestling Federation Championship belt from me. Take it from me in a 15-foot steel cage. Something that you know of. I know nothing of dreams, Rick Rude, but I know of nightmares. For those that challenge my powers, those that walk with those skeletons that have already made the sacrifice, they witness and they realize those nightmares. Inside this 15-foot steel cage, Rick Rude, I make a promise to you. I will leave as the world champion, and you shall only have nightmares.
I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, nothing quite as grueling as a steel cage match. Watch out for that one on Monday night.
Thank you. You're a...
Go ahead and say it. Dinosaur. Yoshi is a pet of the royal family. You may pet him. Just, don't move your hands around like a small wounded animal.
You must be the great Koopa.
That I am. Ruler of all that you see. A few miserable streets and an endless desert.
You've done a lovely job.
Well, thank you.
Where's my father?
Oh! He's around. You are so fresh and so clean. Don't fight it. You know you've always been uncomfortable in the human world, and you've at least suspected that you were different.
I've suspected a lot of things, but not that I...
That you descended from the dinosaurs. And you know what they say about little girls, don't you? They say they never forget the first time they're kissed by a lizard. Take her away. I'll need to use her later. Throwback.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender head and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a thing. Hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're stopping anywhere. Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I'll miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
milligrams Valium. It's all right now, Alice. It's all over. Everything's over.
All over.
Your folks are on the way up.
Is anyone else alive? Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am. Two of my men pulled you out of the lake. We thought you were dead, too. Do you remember very much?
The boy. Is he dead, too?
Who?
The boy, Jason.
Jason?
In the lake. The one who attacked me. The one who pulled me underneath the water.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy.
But then he's still there.
Thank you.
do you harm. Don't write in starlight, 'cause the words may come out real. Don't hide in doorways, you may find the key that opens up your soul. Don't go to heaven, 'cause it's really only hell. Don't smell the flowers, they're they're only there to make you sad. Don't